Glory be to God. My God is a miracle God. My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting all my battles. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing all my miracles. He will do what he says he will do. My God is a miracle God. Hallelujah. My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting all my battles. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing all my miracles. He will do what he says he will do. What about you? My God is a miracle God. Yes, I know him. My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting all my battles. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing all my miracles. He will do what he says he will do. I have a God who never failed. I have a God who never failed. I have a God who never failed. Who never failed. Who can never fail. Forevermore. I have a God who never failed. I have a God who never failed. I have a God who never failed. Who never failed. Who can never fail. Forevermore. Amen. Jesus never failed. Amen. Jesus never failed. Amen. Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed. Forevermore. I want you to thank God, your God, our God, that can never fail, that has never failed, and that will never fail. Because he's a faithful God, he's a mighty God, he's a miracle worker, he's the God that watches over his word and brings it to pass. That is who your God is. That is whom our God is. That is my God. I know about it. I'm sure about it, that our God is a miracle worker. The miracle of making you to sleep and to wake up. Oh, the miracle of making you able to open your eyes and you can see. The miracle of able to hear. The miracle of able to open your mouth and speak. The miracle of able to stand up and even take the first step and begin to walk. What a miracle worker is your God, is my God, is our God. That we give you praise, we give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty hands that is upon us. We thank you because you are the God that your hand is so gracious and glorious upon us. We appreciate you. We say, be thou exalted. You are the one that touched even the people of old, and you do the miraculous in their lives and through them. And we are believing you, God, that your gracious hand, O Lord, tonight, you release upon us all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. For walk on me, for walk on me, oh Baba. 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 Owa ore ofere, Baba. For walk on me, oh Baba. Owa iyanu re, Baba. For walk on me, oh Baba. Owa ishegun re, Baba. For walk on me, oh Baba. For walk on me, for walk on me, oh Baba. For walk on me, oh Baba. For walk on me, for walk on me, oh Baba. For walk on me, oh Baba. Father, rest your hand upon us, your glorious and gracious hand, your hand of miracles, your hand of wonders, your hands, O Lord, of lifting up, your hands of healing and deliverance, your hands of blessing and lifting up. Daddy, let your hand rest upon us, even as we have come to your presence tonight, even on this mountain of power, today, the last Thursday in the month of March. Daddy, you have been so faithful. Father, you never deny your faithfulness. We appreciate you for this grace. We appreciate you for this opportunity. Father, we say be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Boldly we have come against tonight. Boldly we have come to the presence of you, mighty God. Boldly we have come to the throne of grace again tonight. Father, so that we will get mercy and so that we'll be able, oh Lord, to get help by your grace. Even at this time, oh Lord, that Lord will get help, oh Lord, by the resting of your mighty hands, of your miraculous hands, oh Lord, of your great hands, oh Lord, even upon us individually and collectively as your people on this mountain tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will receive open heaven upon our heads tonight, that you will pray, oh Lord, as we pray unto you, Father, our prayer shall ascend unto you as a sweet smelling about tonight. There shall be release of answer prayer. There shall be manifestation of answer prayers. Even as we go into our journey of the month of April and henceforth in our Christian life, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we pray that your kingdom alone be established in our midst tonight. We come against every principalities and powers, every wicked spirit that ruleth, even in vicinity, in nation, in state, in county where this message is being transmitted at this time. We render them useless and powerless. We declare our garden of tonight the garden of the light, because we are light. Our Father is the big light. Our Father is the light. He begets us light. And the Bible says, oh, where there is light, darkness cannot strive there. Darkness must disappear. Therefore, darkness, you have no place in our miss tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are operating as a light, and our light will shine. Darkness will not comprehend even our light tonight. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare in oneness, in one accord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seeketh thy face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our lives, individually and collectively. In the name of Jesus, we have the righteousness righteousness of God upon us. Therefore, we have right standing with our God in the name of Jesus. Oh, the God of our salvation, we bless us accordingly tonight as we have come to his presence, because the word of the Lord says, those who seek you, you will bless. That those who seek the Lord, oh, he will bless them. Diligently, we have come again tonight that he bless us accordingly, that our returning from this mountain, oh Lord, even going to the month of April, all people will see and they will call us, even the blessed of the Lord. So shall it be, God, that they are give unto every soul as we decree with our mouth tonight, so ever we established in our lives individually and collectively, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Quickly, our Bible passage for tonight is taken from the book of Ezra chapter 7. We have dealt with Ezra 5. We have dealt with Ezra chapter 6. And tonight we are going to Ezra chapter 7. If you have your Bible open. But if not, can you please listen? I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible version. Ezra journeys from Babylon to Jerusalem. Now after this, in the reign of Artaxerxes, I, son of Ahasuerus, Cesar, king of Persia, Ezra, the son, descendant of Zeriah, the son of Azariah, the son of Ikalia, the son of Zadok, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Meraoth, the son of Zeriah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buka, the son of Abishah, the son of Penahas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra went up from Babylon. He was a scribe, skilled in the law, the five books of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him everything that he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him. That comes with our topic tonight, the hand of God upon me. Hallelujah. Verse 7 of Ezra chapter 7. Some of the sons of Israel, with some of the priests and Levites, the singers and the gatekeepers and the temple servants, also went up from Babylon to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. Ezra came to Jerusalem in fifth month of the seventh year of the king. For on the first of the first month he started out from Babylon, and on the first of the fifth month he arrived in Jerusalem, because the good hand of his God was on him. For Ezra had set his heart, resolved to study and interpret the law of the Lord, and to practice it and teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel. Verse 11. Now, this is a copy of the decree that King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe, who was learned in the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heavens, perfect peace, greetings. And now I have issued a decree that all of the people of Israel and their priests and the Levites in my kingdom who are willing to go to Jerusalem may go with you. For you are sent by the king and his seven advisors to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem in accordance with the law of your God, which is in your hand, and to bring with you the silver and gold which the king and his advisor have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold which you find in the whole province of Babylon, along with the freewill offering of the people and of the priests for the house of their God in Jerusalem. Verse 17 of Ezra chapter 7. Therefore, with this money, you shall diligently buy bulls, rams and lambs with their grain offerings and drink offerings, and offer them on the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatever seems good to you and to your brothers to do with the rest of the silver and gold you may do in accordance with the will of your God. As for the ustensils which are given to you for the service of the house of your God, deliver those in full before the God of Jerusalem. The rest of the things required for the house of your God, which you may have occasion to provide, provide it from the royal treasury. And I, Artaxerxes the king, issue a decree to all the treasurer in the provinces west of the Euphrates River, that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, may require of you, it shall be done diligently and at once, even to the 100 talents of silver, 100 measure of wheat, 100 bates of wine, 100 bates of olive oil and soil and salt as needed. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be done diligently and with enthusiasm for the house of the God of heaven, so that there will not be wrath against the kingdom of the king and his sons. We also inform you that it is not authorized to impose tax, tribute, or toll on any of the priests, Levites, singers, doorkeepers, temple servants, or other servants of this house of God. You, Ezra, are to appoint magistrates and judges in which is in your hand, so that they may judge all the people who are in the provinces west of Euphrates River. Appoint those who know the laws of your God, and you may teach anyone who does not know them. Whoever does not observe and practice the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed upon him strictly and promptly, whether it be for death or banishment or confiscation of property or imprisonment. Verse 27. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our father, said Ezra, who put such a things as this in the king's heart to adore and glorify the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and has extended his mercy and loving kindness to me before the king, his advisors, and all the king's mighty officers. I was strengthened and encouraged, for the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together outstanding men of Israel to go up with me. I was strengthened and encouraged, for the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. Hallelujah. Gracious God of heaven and earth, we bless and worship your most holy name again tonight. We bow down in worship of your faithfulness and mercy towards us through the month of January, February, March. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us even to today, the last Thursday in the month of March. And we know triumphantly by your mighty hand that is upon us, you will land us into the month of April in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If you know this song, you can sing it with me. Thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done for me. I am so blessed. My souls have found rest. Oh God, I give you thanks. Let us sing it together as one. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks for all you have done for us. We are so blessed. Our souls are found rest. Oh God, we give you thanks. Father, accept our thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, your God and my God is a God that takes care of his own. He is a God that cannot let down his own people. He is a God that does miracles that no man can do. For sure, and notably, convincingly, he never fails. He has not failed, and he will never fail. According to Joshua chapter 21 verse 45, that says, not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel has failed. All came to pass. God promised the Israelites that they will go into exile in Babylon for 70 years, but they will return, which was prophesied by prophet Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 10, that says, for thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. He is God, is not man. He said it, and in the era of Ezra, he fulfilled his word when he inspired King Cyrus of Persia in the book of Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 to 2 that says, now in the first year of Cyrus the king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of the heavens has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. God promised the Israelites, definitely you will go to Babylon because of your sin, because of the sins of your forefather. But you will stay there. Don't listen to all those things that the fake prophets are saying just to make you feel as if, no. But through prophet Jeremiah, the Lord spoke that you will stay there. Just begin to do everything you can do in that land. But definitely I will return you back. I will visit you again, and I will return you back to your home. I decree and declare tonight, as we are entering into the month of April, the Lord himself will visit you, will visit with me. In the name of Jesus, there shall be divine visitation of the Lord over you, over me, over your household, over everything that concerns us in the name of Jesus. And by the divine visitation, the Lord will fulfill unto us all his promises, and he will bring us back even to our place, wherever we have been driven out, in the name of Jesus. He said it in the era of Ezra. He fulfilled his word when he inspired the spirit of King Cyrus. You see, that is our God. I decree and declare tonight, every prophecy that has been prophesied of you and upon you, tonight there's going to be fulfillment of it all in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, every prophecy that has been prophesied of me and upon me, there's going to be fulfillment of it all in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, every glorious word of knowledge that has been spoken concerning you, concerning me, even by the servant of the Most High God, they are all coming to pass in our lives by the virtue, by the power of his word that is coming forth for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that King Cyrus will be stirred up for you, will be stirred up for me, with no delay, with no procrastination in doing it as commanded by God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, God has stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus to work in fulfilling his promises about the Israelites in Babylon. We stir up for you. We stir up for me. King Cyrus, that man, that woman, in the name of Jesus. You know what is tearing up of the heart me? Trouble. God is going to trouble somebody's heart tonight. God is going to trouble a woman tonight. God is going to trouble an entity for your sake tonight, so that the promise, so that the counsel and the plan of God, oh, for you and for me, we come to pass, will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, regardless of where you and I find ourselves today, whether voluntarily or because of our sins, God is faithful to fulfill all he has said concerning you, concerning me. God, by whom he is, a faithful God, cannot deny his faithfulness, because our unfaithfulness cannot make him to deny his faithfulness. God may discipline us as a loving father. He did not hate us by disciplining us, but he never forgets or abandons us his own, because he is a faithful and loving God. His faithfulness is to the end. His faithfulness endures forever, ever. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13 declared, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. And in prophet Isaiah declared this about our God, about your God and my God, in Isaiah chapter 14 verse 24, that says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. I decree and declare that the faithfulness of God over me, over you, over our family members, will not come to an end, but shall come to fulfillment in the name of Jesus. The Lord God Almighty will continue to be faithful unto you and unto me. I decree and declare that in you and in me, that our unfaithfulness, even in God, will not make God never to be faithful unto us. In the name of Jesus, even when we are faithless, God will remain faithful with us, by his name, the faithful God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that what God has planned for you and for me, so shall it be, in the name of Jesus. No power of hell, no scheme of man will be able to thwart, will be able to change, will be able to hinder, will be able to stop the plans and the purpose of God for you and for me, for our lives, for our family members' lives, in the name of Jesus. Hear the word of God from the book of Jeremiah 29:11. God said, regardless of what you are facing in Babylon, regardless of what you are facing here in America, regardless of what you are facing from your father's household, regardless of what you are facing in your marriage, regardless of what you are facing with your head, regardless, I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you. I'm not moved by what you are passing through, for I know the plan and purpose that I have for you. I know my plans and my thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans of peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. I decree and declare that according to what God says, according to what God has proposed to do for you and to do for me, as it is declared in that book of Jeremiah chapter 29:11, so shall it stand forever in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. That plan and thought of peace and well-being, and not for disaster. Father, to give us future, to give us a brighter tomorrow, to give us hope of eternity. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Our future and our hope are secured, because the mouth of the Lord God Almighty has said it, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. No power of the enemy will destroy our tomorrow. No power of the enemy will make us to lose hope. Our hope shall remain secured even by the power of the word of God. God himself, we secured our hope in him. Regardless, in the name of Jesus. Amen. From our Bible test tonight, it was revealed that God is a God of faithfulness and a God that worked in a miraculous way by using anything and anyone to fulfill his plan and purposes in the lives of his people. God used an unbeliever, an heathen King Cyrus, to carry out his long-time promises to the Israelites. I will tonight quickly go over some verses in this scripture, Ezra chapter 7, and we will pray the word of God as the Spirit leads in Jesus' name. From verse 6 of that Ezra chapter 7, it reads thus: "This Ezra went up from Babylon. He was a skilled scribe in the 5 books of Moses, which the Lord and God of Israel has given. And the king granted him all he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was upon him." Ezra was a skilled scribe in the hand of the God that knew the laws of and commandments of God from the book of Moses, as it was handed over to him by God. He continued doing his work despite exile in Babylon. He did not say, "Because I'm exiled in Babylon, I will not do what God has commanded me to do." God saw his faithfulness and faithfulness to his God's given assignment. And God steered the spirit of King Cyrus to call him for the special assignment of leading the exiled Israelites back to Jerusalem. And not only that, from this verse, like the previous verses, King Cyrus granted him all he asked so that he can achieve and accomplish the working of building the house of God in Jerusalem. Because of what the last sentence said, look at it. He said that, "For the hand of the Lord was upon me." I decree and declare tonight, by the hand of the Lord Almighty, over us, that king that will provide all that we have asked or are asking to achieve our assignment and purpose on earth will be granted all unto us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the hand of the Lord God Almighty upon all your family members, all their requests, from that man, from that woman, from that entity, from that government, that God will steer up that man, that woman, that authority to grant everything unto them, and they will achieve purposes in life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I decree and declare that anyone and everyone God steer their spirit to help you, to help me in accomplishing God's assignment, purpose on life, here or not, they will not deny their assignment. And they will not deny all our requests of them. All that we request of them, they will grant it. They will let go. They will not hold back in the name of Jesus. For the hand of the Lord our God is upon us. So shall it be. Verse 9 to 10 of that Ezra. "For on the first day of the first month, he started out of Babylon. And on the first of the fifth month, he arrived in Jerusalem. Because the good hand of his God was on him. For Ezra has set his heart to study and interpret the law of the Lord and to practice it and teach it his statutes and ordinances in Israel." Beloved in the Lord, no matter the situation and your circumstances in life, never say you cannot continue doing what God committed into your hand. Never let the hard times you are facing make you abandon your God's given assignment. Wherever you have been assigned to do your work, do it. Ezra in verse 10 says, "For Ezra has set his heart, he has resolved to study, to interpret, to practice, and to teach statutes and ordinances of the Lord God of Israel. And because of that, he arrived safely in Jerusalem again, because the gracious and good hands of his God was on him," according to verse 9. I decree and declare that nothing will make you and me abandon or quit our God-given assignment at any time in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that these hard times, this perilous time, and what the enemies are throwing at us will not make you and me stop doing our God's given work for any reason at any time. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight, myself and you will set our hearts in studying and interpreting the law of the Lord at all times before all men. Because of difficulties and shortage of times of load of care, we will not say we will not teach. We will not say to ourselves, oh, we will abandon the studying of the word of God. Let me tell you, I was talking with a friend yesterday, and she said something that really touched my heart, that she don't think the way we were brought up, we in the 50, the 60, the 40, to honor God, to respect God, you know, to really reference him and to be in awe of him at all times. The way we are brought up, how to study the word of God, how to memorize the word of God. She said that she don't think that can ever be again. And I was so, you know, bitter in my heart. Not against her, but because she was saying the truth. Because how can it be? So many things have taken away our children's time from the studying the Bible. Even parents no longer teach them in the house, when sitting down, when going out. You know, according to the instruction in the book of Deuteronomy. I decree and declare, we will teach the statutes and ordinances of our God in our lands, in our families, community, and in the assemblies of God always. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you and I will be resolved to always practice the law of God at all times, regardless of what we are facing, regardless of that which you are going to face. In the name of Jesus, we will not compromise, but we will practice the law of God. I was watching a movie. That man compromised, not knowing that it was a test. And because of that, he sacked the one that said, no, I cannot do this against God. To sign a paper to get money out of the company. And this very one that said that, you, the one share where they are doing so, it's just for you to do it. Guess what? He did not know that it's a test. And this very person sitting down on the chair, writing the sack letter for the man of God, that the believer that said, no, I will not do that, happened to be a pastor, even not a pastor, the head pastor of a parish. But when the truth was revealed, the director, overall director, said it was just a test and you failed. And the office was taken away from that pastor and was given to that young believer. You cannot, but as a child of God, practice the law of God, and the Lord will bless you. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, Apostle Paul admonished his son in the Lord. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and encourage with every form of patient instruction. I pray for all gospel ministers of this perilous time, that they will be resolved to preach the word, to preach the power of the cross of Jesus, to preach his death and resurrection in season and out of season. That is the message. That is what you are to preach. I pray for all the servants of God, that they will be resolved, determined, and devoted to the reproving, rebuking, and encouraging as it is pleasing unto God at all times, when it's convenient and when it's not convenient. In the name of Jesus, I pray for all gospel ministers that they will be dedicated and constantly prepared to do their God-given work with love and patience at all time, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verses 14 to 16. We can read that from the book of Ezra, chapter 7. Verses 14 to 16. For you are sent by the king and seven advisors to inquire about Jerusalem, Judah, in accordance with the law of your God, which is in your hand, and to bring the silver, gold, which the king and his advisor have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold which you find in the whole province of Babylon, along with the freewill offering of the people and of the priests for the house of God in Jerusalem. God's gracious and good hand resting on Ezra did not stop doing great and outstanding work in his life for him to fulfill the assignment given unto him. From these verses, it shows that permission to go back to Jerusalem in Israel are not just like that. They must go with blessings from Babylon, just like God did for them when they are hesitating and getting out of Egypt. According to Exodus chapter 3, verse 21 to 22, that says, "And I will give these people favor in the sight of Egyptians. And when you go, you shall not go empty. Oh, I decree and declare, myself and you go into the month of April. We are not leaving this month of March empty-handed. We are living with abundance, every blessing remaining in the month of March. That Lord, we endow them upon us, we give them unto us, we release them unto us in the name of Jesus. But each woman shall ask of her neighbor, and any woman who lives in her house, for silver and gold jewelry and for clothing. You shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, so you shall plunder the Egyptian." I decree and declare tonight is your Exodus night. From the month of March even to April, from Egypt even to your promised land, from that land of bondage even to the land of freedom, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the gracious hand of God Almighty upon you and upon all yours, your captors, your Egyptians in your life, we favor you and bless you with glorious gifts as you are living their lands tonight, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the month of March, hear ye the word of God, as we are exiting you even into the month of April, you will deliver unto us all the blessings that remain in you, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare from your haters, from those captors, for those are gathering against you, by the hand of God resting on you and all yours tonight, every good thing that you ask of them, they will give it freely without questioning, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will declare you favor before that enemy of yours, before that captors of yours, because the hand of the Lord God Almighty is resting upon you and your household, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you and me, we plunder our captors, our Egyptians, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 17 to 20. You can read that because of our time. King Cyrus gave Ezra the order to use the money given him concerning the assignment that God has commanded him to do in the land of Jerusalem, to buy all that is necessary for the offerings on the altar of the house of God in Jerusalem. Not only King Cyrus commanded Ezra to spend the money given unto him diligently, God Almighty also is very much interested in seeing that you and me spend the money given unto us all diligently and given unto the servants of God, ministers of God, every child of God. We must spend them diligently. King Cyrus further told Ezra in verse 18, "And whatever seems good to you and to your brothers to do with the rest of the silver and gold, you may do it in accordance with the will of God." Whatever seems good to you and your brothers, fellow captives, that are going back with you to Jerusalem to do the rest of the gift, do it in accordance with the will of God. I decree and declare that myself and you will spend the money given unto us by God in the work of God diligently at all times in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, you may not be a pastor, you may not be an evangelist. Even that money God gives you, you think it's for you just to lock up in the bank. You think it's for you to just be lavishing and be spending it uselessly. No, you will give account. Because of the poor, God has blessed you. Remember, he told them, "There shall never cease in the land the poor." Because God proposed it that even the rich must take care of them. So you must spend that money diligently. in accordance with the will of God. Money that is not spent in accordance with the will of God is useless, and you will give account. I decree and declare that all servants of God, like Ezra of old, will diligently handle and spend the money given us for God's assignment at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the spirit of Gehazi will stop reigning over all servants of God at this perilous time concerning their God's given work in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 19 says, as for the utensils which are given to you for the service of the house of your God, deliver those in full before God of Jerusalem. My brothers and my sisters, fellow servants of God, God is a good God, but He is a God of truth and justice. He is righteous, and therefore He is bringing this along our ways tonight. If an earthly king demanded this of Ezra, the scribe, God who called you as His servant, how are you handling the things that belongs to God, that should be for His house, and you and my brothers? Maybe what you are saying is that it doesn't matter. God understands. Do not forget that God sees everything, and He will pay everyone according to his or her deeds. Stealing things that belongs to the house of God is a serious crime. Sons of Eli did so, and they were destroyed, as it was recorded in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 to 17. You can read it. But let me quickly read verse 17 of that 1 Samuel chapter 2 that says, so the sin of this young man was very great in the eyes of the Lord, for they treated the people's offerings to the Lord with contempt. I decree and declare tonight, God will by His mercy forgive us servants and people serving in the house of God that have been treated the sacrifices brought unto God with contempt. God will forgive them. We have mercy upon them. Oh, you treasurer. Oh, you that one that counts the money. Oh, you that are in the treasury department. I pray that God will have mercy on you, that you are stealing from the house of God. God will have mercy on you and give you repentance out in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that all men, women serving in the house of God, stealing from God's house, will repent and forsake their wicked practices tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 20 of Ezra chapter 7 says, the rest of the things required for the house of your God, which you may have occasion to provide, provide it from the royal treasury. My brothers and sisters, whatever your assignment for God and in his temple, He will provide for your needs to get it done. He has everything in His hand. He rules over all things, including money in any currency. Any above all currencies of this earth, God has everything in heaven. It is better and richer than any earthly currency. I mean the currency of the Almighty God that can never lose value, that can never be disvalued. That is the currency of heaven. Trust in Him for provision, and He will not fail you. I decree and declare that for all servants of God doing their assignment rightly, God will by His riches in heaven supply all your needs in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that just like King Cyrus commanded the rest of things required for the house of God be taken from the royal treasury, so God will provide from all your need. We provide from heaven all you need to accomplish your God's given assignment in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as you continue doing the work of God faithfully, you will not lack anything good, even in doing your assignment, in Jesus' name. Also, verse 23 to 24, you can read it out by your own self too. Our God is superb in supplying all our needs, more than King Cyrus could do. God possesses all things. He cannot lack in providing all our needs, even to the smallest and to the minute things. God is greater than King Cyrus, who provided everything to Ezra and his people, including oil and even salt. Oh my God. I decree and declare, by the gracious hand of God upon you and upon me, the smallest and the minute things we need to achieve God's purpose, He will supply in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare to all determined, dedicated, and devoted servants of God, in their work for God, He will supply all their needs to the smallest and minute ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, you and I, and all servants of God, we all even do our job with enthusiasm and not with half-heartedness. At any times in the name of Jesus, we will do our God-given assignment wholeheartedly, joyfully, not forcefully, in the name of Jesus. Verse 22 to 27. You can read it also because of our time. What a command of an unbelieved king regarding this God of ours, regarding his house. He's so more respected, the God of Israel. He feared God that stirred up his spirit that his house should be rebuilt in Jerusalem. And not just anywhere, but at the very spot it was when King Solomon built it. How do you and I handle the command of God that is stirred up in your spirit, in my spirit? How did we handle it? How did we take it? King Cyrus commanded that anyone who failed in observing and practicing the law of the God of Israel and the law of the king be judged strictly and promptly. Let us be careful how we handle God's things. He said such should be banished from the land and his possession be confiscated, and such should be imprisoned. Oh my goodness. Because God will not mark register. Because you did not see God physically like King Cyrus, how do you undo what God has committed into your hand? God, the judge of all judges, can do more than that King Cyrus. He can kill, he can make alive. Unquestionable God is the sovereign God. But because of his grace, we have taken his commandment lightly, nonchalantly. You know, we don't even care. I decree and declare that you and me, all believers and servants of God, we diligently observe and practice the law of our God always, even at this dangerous time, at this perilous time, at this time that is hard for you to display even the truth that you know in the Lord. God will give you the grace to do, to practice the law of your God. I decree and declare, we will never incur God's judgment upon ourselves for not observing and practicing the law of our God for any reason. For any reason, I said for any reason, in the name of Jesus. And if you have done so for any reason, God Almighty, by his gracious hand upon you tonight, we forgive you, and you will begin to live a life that we always observe and practice the law of our God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Lastly for tonight, Ezra blessed the Lord, the God of his father, who stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus to decree and declare such a glorious thing about the releasing of the exiled Israelites, the provisions for all their journeys to Israel, the command to go and rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem, and that all that was taken away by King Nebuchadnezzar be returned and restored into the temple of God. He blessed the name of the God Almighty for mercy and kindness received before King Cyrus, his advisors and officers. And because of all this, he declared that he was strengthened and encouraged, and that all this happened because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him. I decree and declare, as from tonight, by the hand of God upon you and upon myself, we will get all that we need to do what God has given unto us to do here on earth. In the name of Jesus, in that your calling, in that your election, even as mother, as father, as that child to your parent, God Almighty, by his hand upon you, we give unto you all you need, even to fulfill that role of the mother, of the father, and of a child to your parents. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will always remember to thank God that provides all things, physical, material, emotional, psychological, and even spiritually, for us to achieve counsel and purpose on earth. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that God, by his gracious and glorious hand upon us, we will be favored in the presence of all men, and all will be merciful unto us every time, always, wherever we find ourselves. All eyes that sees us will be kind to us, in the name of Jesus, by his hand that is resting upon us. I decree and declare that you and me and all the servants of God, we will be strengthened and encouraged, doing our God's given assignment at all time, in the name of Jesus, by the mighty hand of God resting upon all our children. They will be strengthened and encouraged to achieve God's given purpose and counsel, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, as from tonight, the gracious and glorious hand of the Almighty God will continue to rest upon you, upon me, and upon every determined, dedicated, and devoted servant of God in doing our God's given assignment, in fulfilling our God's counsel and purpose here on earth, in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. My brother and my sister, just see it. Close your eyes and just see the mighty hand of God resting upon you. And you will achieve purpose. Going to the month of April, yes, the hand of the Almighty God resting upon you, you will fulfill counsel. No power of the enemy will be able to restrict you. You'll be favored. I see you next month, April 2023. Same time on this prayer line. Till then, continue to abide under the gracious and glorious hand of the Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. I love you all. Stay blessed. Stay connected. Becky Adedokun. Good night. Bye-bye.